Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. And owner Chris Wedekin sells the Mitsubishi Electric Mini Split, a great option for heating and cooling where ductwork can't be installed.
If you have one of those homes that has baseboard heat or electric heat, ceiling cable heat, these can be specifically designed for those houses, because in those houses, it's very difficult having to do all the construction and remodeling that goes with adding ductwork into those types of homes.
Find out more by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
The bigotry of Sonny Hostin continues apace, and I have no idea how it is that Black Americans put up with this nonsense every damn day. The bigotry of being told, if you don't think a certain way, you're not really Black. If you think a certain way, well, you see, you're just a puppet. Oh, don't get me wrong. I think that many of us may have experienced this in one way or another. Certainly, I've experienced it with other Jews. You may have experienced it with pick a group. But not many people profit off of it like Sonny Hostin over at The View. When I say she's a racist, I mean she's a racist, and I apologize for nothing. This is a bigot. And she doesn't deserve your respect. How this show stays on the air is remarkable. But, Tony, you're talking about it right now. All right, prove the point. And I have been trying to do much less of that. I'm not sharing all the insanity I see from the MSNBC set. Because what's the point of that? You know how crazed they are. We don't need to be around it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. There is an author by the name of Coleman Hughes, and you might not be familiar with Coleman Hughes, and that's completely fine. His book, The End of Race Politics, Arguments for a Colorblind America. And he goes on The View to talk about this. You're there to sell a book. You want to sell a book, you go where it is you need to go to sell said book. He's on the show and discussing this idea of what he means by colorblind. This is a subject that seems to get people very, very, very upset very often. Because colorblind is the idea that I don't see a race. I always thought that was weird myself. I see people. I know what they look like. I have eyes. I know if they're Black or they're white. I know if they're Asian or Hispanic. And if I don't know, I ask. I know if they're fat or if they're thin. I am aware. I can see them. And the idea that somehow people don't or claim that they don't is super weird. Super, super weird. Well, he's on the show. And Sonny Hostin, who is the same person who wants to tell us this, is now trying to tell Coleman Hughes, you see, you don't understand how you're being used as a puppet. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn, because, as always, there is more. This was Sonny Hostin just the other day talking about Donald Trump.
One character says to another, you know, we took all the things that the Jews had. We took their homes, we took their jewelry, we took all of those things. And now the next step is to dehumanize them, mm-hmm. to make sure that they have... to show people that they have no soul, that they are not human. And he is using that kind of World War II rhetoric that led to the deaths of the murders of 6 million people. Mm-hmm. And now he is otherizing brown people. He is otherizing black people. He is saying things like this: I don't think you're going to have another election if I don't win, or certainly not an election that's meaningful.
Now, Sonny, if you're going to tell black men that they're not really black and they're just puppets if they don't agree with you, who's otherizing? If you discuss the idea that all Republicans are going to destroy democracy, who's otherizing? You belong to a political party that is clearly calling for a lone wolf. Who is otherizing? But this idea that somehow, because Coleman Hughes doesn't agree with you, that he doesn't understand what's happening. Now, I want to play, but it's not playing. It's killing me. I set all this up not to be able to share it with you. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to figure out a way. You make the argument that he's been co-opted. Here is the quote. Your argument for colorblindness, I think it's something that the right has co-opted. And so many in the black community, if I'm being honest with you, because I want to be, believe that you are being used as a pawn by the right and that you are a charlatan of sorts. That's some of the ugly stuff that the so-called good and decent, we'll call them the woke, say to black men. You see, you have a thought that doesn't fit with what we think the color of your skin should have those thoughts, right? You're this color, therefore you think this. You're this religion, you think that. You're this sexuality, you think the other. And when you don't even understand that you're being used, dummy. I don't know why black men would accept Sonny Hostin calling them dumb. I don't know why anybody who is black would accept Sonny Hostin saying, you can't have any other thought. Here, I know better. You just don't know how you're being abused. Oh, poor you. I'll help you. Is it an attempt at emasculation? Kind of. Is it diminishing someone's accomplishments? Certainly. Certainly. Coleman Hughes spent time at the Manhattan Institute, a contributor to City Journal. Manhattan Institute ain't dumb, kids. City Journal is an incredible, incredible amalgamation of writing. The idea that Sonny Hostin would sit there and say this, and forgive my audio for not playing. I thought I had it. I'll get it. It's this kind of despicableness that goes on all the time. You want racism? It's Sonny Hostin telling a black man, sorry, you think this, but you don't understand that you're just a tool. And I have no idea why, quote unquote, black America puts up with it. It's disgusting stuff. She's a disgusting bigot. Just recognize that. Not because I said so, but because she did.